Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you guys so much. Breezy and I just wanted to take a second to say we appreciate you coming out Friday night to see our friends Cruel Summer, a live Taylor Swift tribute band to celebrate Taylor Swift's 35th birthday. Where were we? Innovation Square.
Yeah.
And we had just a blast.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And like, we've been hyping this up for months, and you guys showed up and showed out. It was such an awesome experience to see that theater downtown being utilized with, you know, anyone, but specifically people who don't live in the city, yeah, who like ventured out downtown to come out, come support. I met a lot of really cool people at the pre-party at the YMCA Innovation Square. And then we met a lot of people at the actual concert.
I don't think a lot of people even know that auditorium theater is there.
I know.
It's really nice. And it's a little bit of a maze getting to backstage there and whatnot. I think the only embarrassing thing that happened, because something embarrassing was bound to happen on Friday night,
of course,
was Breezy was waiting for a friend to show up, but one of the owner's husbands came and got me, brought me up into the elevator. And I was like, so I'm just going to go hang out with the band backstage.
Yeah.
Can you point me in the right direction? He goes, yep, just right up the staircase. And the dressing room is at the top of the steps. All right, cool. Thank you, Carl. So up the stairs I go. I don't know. I was like, watch me not knock. And right, just walk into stuff. So I walk into the dressing room. I don't knock. And it's not the band at all. It's like these two 20-something-year-old girls. Like, they're in the middle of changing. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
They're the backup dancers.
I'm so sorry. I was like, are you guys decent? I'm sorry. I was looking for the band. They're like, wow. I was like,
I did the same exact thing.
Who are you?
I did the same exact thing.
Humiliating. And so now I look like some sort of creeper. I walked right into the dressing room, didn't even knock, and I should have knocked, but I was like, this has got to be open to the public. It's the band. They know we're coming. They're expecting us.
It's not open to the public for sure, but I mean, it was definitely something. So then they were like, they're on the other side.
Dressing room was on the opposite side of the stage.
So then you had to walk all the way downstairs, run across the stage.
Turns out they were the backup dancers.
Yeah, they were.
I didn't know that Cruel Summer had backup.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole production. It's the Eras Tour. It's a whole production. And I think one of the coolest things about it is, like, they've been coming on the air with us since before you were even here. Before they even made Cruel Summer, they've Alyssa and Matt, the singer and the guitarist or bass, I'm not really sure. They are involved in a couple other bands that they do, like one original, a couple covers, things of that nature. And they used to come on the show, I think it was back in like 2021.
Yeah.
When they were really heavy into Roses and Revolutions. And that's when we met them here at PXY. And it's just been really cool to see their growth and how they've evolved, even just from the start of Cruel Summer, which was about a year ago, last November. They came up with the idea, let's do this Taylor Swift tribute band. Obviously, she was popping off. And they've done so many shows since then. And I've just seen it evolve immensely since they started it.
They have a huge fan base. Now, Natalie, Breezy's great friend, she mm-hmm. gets there. And we bring her up to the dressing room with us to hang with Cruel Summer before they go on stage.
Yeah.
And she goes, Moose, I don't know what happened. I froze. I'm so nervous right now. I said, but for what? She goes, that's the lead singer of Cruel Summer. That's Alyssa. I said, yeah. She goes, I so badly wanted to ask her for a photo, but I couldn't. I said, you realize that's not the actual Taylor Swift, right? Just go ask her. She goes, I'm starstruck. I was like, all right, I'll ask her for you.
I love her so much.
It's hilarious, but they're so talented. And I know there were so many parents there and had their kids and their daughters, and everyone got their friendship bracelets, you know. And obviously for me, I'm like, let's go out there and sing happy birthday to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And it was cool that we got a chance to do that in front of 600 people.
Yeah. I will post those videos and pictures. It was a really, really, really fun night. And if you came, thank you so much for coming. And this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of us getting in front of you guys and being able to be a part of just really cool, fun live experiences in the city.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. We have a full partnership with them now.
We do.
So
this is all news to me. So
just
nice.
Been hyping and promoting them for the past 2.5 months. He's like, I didn't know we even knew them.
I didn't know that was going on. Oh, it was so much fun though.
It was.
So thanks, and also a huge thanks to Unwind for throwing the after party.
We didn't make it, but it was heard it was great. I was in
There's
bed.
So many more events like this to come, we promise you. But huge thanks to our friends at Cruel Summer and everyone that showed up Friday night. We had an absolute blast. But according to Breezy, there's more to come.
No, stay tuned.
All right. It's BXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Listen to BXY Mornings on your smart device. Wake up with Moose and Breezy when you ask it to play 98PXY.
98PXY from Odyssey.
Are the Bills going to the Super Bowl? That's the question everyone keeps asking. They're absolutely dominating this season. I mean, listen, the Bills are really good.
What are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of?
Yeah.
My boy Josh Allen.
Of course.
I mean, every single Sunday, how many times do we hear, first in NFL history, first for this, Josh Allen's the first for that. It's like, he's the absolute go.
Did you watch the game yesterday?
I did. I was miserable, but I watched it. I was like, oh my God. I was just so overmoving and so tired. I felt like I was like dead watching it from above. But Josh Allen ran 2 scores in the first quarter and threw two touchdown passes in the second half.
Is this sports talk with Breezy? Is that what we're doing?
Of course. Yeah. So leading the Buffalo Bills to a 48-42 victory on Sunday, snapped the Detroit Lions franchise record. 11-game winning streak.
All right.
The FAC East champion, the Bills, obviously won 8 out of 9. And they're taking advantage of Allen's ability to make plays with his right arm and legs. Yes. Joshy.
What are you talking about?
Snapping.
What is this?
What's going on? Listen, he's extended the league record by throwing multiple touchdowns and rushing for more than 1 score in 6 straight games. He's the absolute, he's a legend. Brock Purdy couldn't do that.
No.
That much. No, he's like 12. Didn't. I don't know. I don't even know how he's on the NFL. You know what I mean? He's so young. But I do feel it in my bones. The Bills joined in 1966, the New York Giants as the only team in NFL history to score 40-plus points and not giving up at least 40 points in consecutive games. So Bills are just breaking barriers, just breaking history. Josh Allen specifically, absolute legend. And I'll see you at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. I think a majority of us just you feel so much more educated.
Informed.
What the Bills are doing. And
I get that.
Yeah. So where do you...
I mean, listen, it runs in the family. My godfather is a sportscaster. It's in my blood. It's in my blood.
And who are the Bills playing next week? Next Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Patriots.
That's right.
And they're really bad.
Yeah.
They're really bad.
Yeah.
They don't have Tom Brady anymore. So, yeah.
No. What are you forecasting for that game?
Oh, God. You know, last year I did Breezy's Big Bets down on CMF for that game.
Yeah.
And Mac was just, who? I said everything he was going to do.
Who?
Mac, you know. Mac Johnson.
Okay.
Right.
All right. T-Mac. That was lovely. Thank you, Breezy.
You're so
for covering sports for us. All right, coming up on the show, help us all. Leaving your home, it's never just about unpacking boxes. It's about saying goodbye to the memories, the comfort, the place that's been yours for so long. And some of us have different ways of saying goodbye to all of it. We'll talk about what that looks like for some of us and how Breezy handled saying goodbye to her apartment she called home for so many years. Coming up after the break on PXY.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Leaving your home. It's never just about packing boxes. It's about saying goodbye to the memories, the comfort, the place that's been yours for so long. And some of us have different ways of saying goodbye to all of it. On to the next chapter. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Over the weekend, Breezy moved out of her apartment and she's no longer a Park Ave girly. She is a resident of Fairport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Park Ave princess era has come to the close. The Fairport fairies are in full effect. I'm a Fairport fairy now.
Yes, that you are. Leaving my apartment in Hollywood was sad. The way I said goodbye was this past Saturday was 2 years ago I moved home. So I celebrated a little bit. I'm like, all right, we made it past the 2 year mark.
Right.
And I remember
running back.
Yeah, I remember standing at the door of my apartment and just soaked it in for like 5 minutes. It was emotional, but you know me. I'm a sentimental guy.
Yeah, you are.
I cried when I sold my car.
Yeah.
The sales guy at the car dealership was like, you good, bro?
Yeah, he's like, can you not use the interior leather for your tears? That'd be amazing. Thank you.
You and I were very similar. And so I know you probably were extremely emotional on Saturday. How did that go for you?
Yeah, I felt nothing.
Really?
I know. It's so weird. I think, listen, pro tip is this. Prolong your move as long as possible and drag it out so you just get so frustrated and you're like, I can't wait to leave this place. I think that's what happened.
Well, that or you're just dead inside.
No.
You're exhausted.
I think I mourned the loss when we started moving back in. We started moving back the weekend
November.
After Christmas.
November.
Or, excuse me, the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Well, all I'm saying, though, is that, yeah.
So it's been like 4 weeks.
I know, but you hate change. Anything that deals with change.
I do, but I feel like since we've been doing it for so long, I've had a moment to process it, and it wasn't like a Band-Aid rip. It was a slow, gradual process to like, oh, I see this room empty and now I'm come to terms with it. I see this room empty and there's nothing in it. I understand. And it wasn't just like, oh, and now we're gone. It honestly, I'm not trying to be like, oh, it's great. The transition couldn't have gone smoother. Now, if you ask my girlfriend, I don't know if she would agree. But for me on my end, Saturday when it actually came to like saying goodbye, I just was like,
well,
okay,
well, you know
all
what?
Right.
It's gonna be different when your parents sell your childhood home. I bet you it's gonna.
My parents will never sell our childhood.
You
home.
Don't know
after they put the addition on. They said they're never doing it. So
well,
we
mean,
love that.
You just don't know, but it's different for a lot of people. It's an emotional experience. I don't know how some of you listening have handled moving out of an apartment, out of a home. Maybe a home that you grew up in. How did you deal with it? Was it an emotional experience for you? I can't imagine it wouldn't be.
Yeah. I also like don't know if it's hit me yet. Honestly.
It might when all your friends are downtown in the city and they're like, yo, come out. Come through.
Oh my God.
And you're like, I'm Fairport. I can't.
It just happened last night. And listen, I was tired and I was miserable and that is what it is. But all my friends were like, we're going to Trotta for the game. And blah, blah, blah. I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm in
Fairport. Going where?
To Trotta. I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm in Fairport. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you're going to start racking up those Uber miles. Let's go over to our girl, Kristen. What's up, Kristen? We sold our first home where we brought our two kids into the world. Where? You get a home birth? Then we bought a place further into Webster, but I was very emotional than I thought I was going to be leaving that place. It's just a reminder of where you come from.
Yeah.
That's totally normal.
Yeah.
Change is good, though.
Change is good. And I I will say, like, I just feel like I haven't really skipped a beat. And I said to my girlfriend last time, I was like, this is our first night in our new apartment sleeping here on a school night. And she's like, yeah, you've never been here before. It's so weird.
You know what I've noticed is so difficult, because some of my friends are having to do it. Their parents are getting older, and some of them have lost one of their parents, either their mom or their dad. And when you have a parent who's in their 80s, and you could tell they just can't do it anymore. They need some sort of assisted living. They need help. They can't be by themselves anymore. It's a liability. And trying to move them out of the house they've been in for 50, 60 years, I can't think of anything more painful. Yeah. Because A, they refuse to go. It takes years to feel like you're convincing them to move out of that home. And once you do it, it's an adjustment. They warm up to the idea after they're in the place that they belong. But trying to get somebody who's been in their home for 50, 60 years to move out, to go into an assisted living, A, you don't want to give up your independence.
Correct.
You feel like that's what you're doing. I mean, it's the same way when you take away a parent's driver's license. My mom had to do it for my grandma when she almost drove through the front of that salon in Greece.
Right.
But God, thank God the barricades were there. But trying to do that, take them out of their home or take away their driver's license, it's tough, but you got to do it. And I could tell my friend was like, their mom was so emotional for so long having to move out of her home. And it's relatable. Everyone's going to have to do it eventually. But some take it to heart.
Right.
It's they're grieving a loss.
I know. I understand.
This was not your case at all. I'm just saying you might get there at some point.
I honestly was like more sad moving out of my apartment upstairs in the same building. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I think that what I love and appreciate about the space was like I did so much growth in that space. That was this first space, house, area, location that I ever lived alone. And I'm so thankful for that. And I think what I take comfort in, which just sounds so cheesy, but like, the person moving into my old apartment is in the same position that I was in three years ago when I moved in.
Yeah.
He's 25 years old. He has a great job. He's living on his own for the first time. He came with his mom and they did the walkthrough and stuff. And like, I was like, oh my God, that was me. And like, he just needs a fresh start. And I think if there's no better time, because that honestly, it's so crazy. The day I moved out, my last day in that apartment, was the day I moved in 2021.
Yeah.
So it was a full 3-year rotation. And I was like, I'm so lucky that I got to have this space. And he's so lucky that he gets to just like start his adult life here. And I'm glad it's serving the same purpose it served for me. And yes, a house is a house and a place is a place and a location is a location. But it's really the memories and the feelings. And I'm at peace. Honestly, I'm at peace with knowing that I had so many good times in that location, and it's next chapter for me. Maybe it has to do with the fact that I'm 30. Maybe it has to do with the fact that I'm in this beautiful relationship that I love so much, and I see nothing but amazing things in the future, but I'm ready. I'm excited.
It's not about the place, they say. It's about the people. And now you get to live with your girlfriend and her brother.
And her dog. And maybe a squatter.
Three's company.
Who's to say?
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.